Good evening. Good evening. Hi, this is Veronica Entwistle saying you've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and I hope you're going to tune in so well that you're going to call me here, and we're going to talk about what's going on in your life. I want to talk about what we basically always talk about, several things. One is awakening. What is awakening all about, and how are you experiencing it in your life? And also, I thought I'd throw in a little discussion about natural ways of dealing with addiction and brain patterns, because that was our discussion with, it was actually an interview with Dr. Hyla Kass. She's got her e-book. It's called The Addicted Brain. And I think it was really, really interesting, because what she does is bring home the reality that our brain plasticity allows us to renutriate our brain, and in such a way as to release us from these patterns that are really etched into our world. So what we're going to do is talk to you about what's going on in your life. I really love it when you call in. We're going to shift some energy, because one of the things about addictions or repeated patterns or any of that kind of stuff is the fact that you and I run our energy body and all of its programs through its paces, meaning once you got the programs in there, and where do they come from? They come from a number of places, thousands of lifetimes, maybe touring the universe, or imprints through the universe. They come from the mass consciousness, maybe pumped through the media. They come from in-the-moment experiences in your daily routine. They come from a variety of things. And where do they lodge? They lodge in your brain. They lodge in your belly. They lodge in your cells. They lodge in your DNA. You might have picked them up in your mother's womb, for heaven's sakes, because that's the area that houses the subconscious, isn't it? And your subconscious, if we're not careful, just keeps running and running and running our lives. And it's really interesting, because the more we learn, and I love doing the Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday nights, because in all of those interviews, it really amps up the kind of learning that we're all getting about how we're a limited species, but those are just limitations. Those aren't who we are, or shall we say, they aren't our potential or who we can be. And this whole thing about awakening, which is a really big deal, the Oneness Blessing is working toward awakening consciously. Eckhart Tolle is doing that. Joe Dunning, all of these amazing, amazing teachers of evolution, of taking your soul and moving it into higher levels, talk about the awakening, and the awakening process has been predicted for maybe thousands of years, supposed to be in and around now. And I believe this, that the frequencies are moving up in the universes and on our planet and in our planet and also through us, because we ingest those. And our vibrational selves will actually integrate the new frequencies. And it's really not easy for us to work it out. It can be pretty disheveling and pretty scary. And when people are very afraid of changes and they want to maintain their security, even though security is itself isn't maintaining itself as a species, it is changing radically, darling. There are some people that really hang on tight to what they are and what they have, and they can get pretty dark, and they can be pretty, you know what I mean? We're having a process of fighting against the unfoldment of consciousness, and there's some big darkness that's going on in huge systems around the world, which we know. And there's some absolutely stunning awakenings where so many people are suddenly waking up and knowing that they can move beyond whatever their identity and their lineage has decreed. It's a very exciting time. How can we help you do that? Well, one of the ways that we use, and a lot of you use, is healing energy. And I'm calling it healing energy, but really it is just like tuning in with the energy flows that you want to incorporate or integrate into your body mind, so you become a higher frequency energy being. Remember the Arcturian Chronicles, which I've mentioned a lot. I think the end, the fourth book, is, I think the final line is, remember, change the energy, change the reality. And I just grab that little bone and chew on it regularly. If you don't like your life, change the energy. Move it up. put your capo on, for those of you who are musicians, and move it up higher. So what we're going to do is we're going to join together and do a conjoint meditation in a sacred geometric form. And I choose the sacred geometric form because it's A, easy, B, when you get in the habit of constructing it in your mind's eye, you literally very quickly can structure an energy flow pattern that can enable you or others to change the energy. And this is what we want to do, isn't it? So we're going to do our sacred geometric meditation with star tetrahedron, with double tetrahedrons, with an octahedron, with a sense of humor, and being all tuned in together. And then remember how we go through it. We create, as if we're looking on a magical screen, we create movies of what it is you personally want to become. And when I think of that, I think, well, if I want to release all my limitations and all the ways I've been programmed as a human being, the way I've been limited to, say, an average 75 or 80-year life, a fear-based reality, hauling along my subconscious and all those things, if I want to break out of it, I want to change the energy of all those things, don't I? And so we're going to go into, when I go into being what I want to be, I want to release the fetters of programs that run me on an unconscious, subconscious way. And remember, I love to say this line, which is out of the Bible, when Jesus said he was doing all kinds of magical, wonderful things, and he said, all of these and more can you do in the name of the Father. I think it's something like that. I'm not paraphrasing exactly right. But I often say, well, and Jesus said, anything I can do, you can do better. You've all heard me say that. And the thing that we need to remind ourselves is we can move in and out of the third dimensional constructions. And so when I see that first film that we make up on our magical screen, I like to see myself having broken through that, being conscious of many, many dimensions, being conscious of making choices on moving out of my 3D situation. Consciously and at will, not just because I drop dead, but because I can consciously move my energy field, expand them, and become more of a change agent, you know? Live concurrent realities consciously, whatever, you know? So I call it being multidimensional, consciously multidimensional at any given time. You don't have to want to do that, but that's what I do in my first movie. The second movie we create, you want to create a project that you want to do. What would you like to do? What's the creativity that lurks in your heart and in your dream world? And you see yourself with all the pieces coming together, all the resources, the people, the places, the things, the money, everything it takes for you to move through and create this project. And then all the resources it takes to continue the project. And then the third one, we go to the Galactic Healing Center. And I call it galactic because we have wonderful, wonderful guides and angels. And a lot of you know I'm an intuitive and I channel and so on. And I was always told that I channel a huge coalescence of beings, sometimes smaller than others, because there's so many different specialists of intelligence and different subjects that relate to different subjects and so on. So we're calling in the beings that are our healing beings, the ones that really know and whose specialty it is to do healing work, to teach us healing work, to make us feel healing work. So we call in a circle of those, and then we call in their higher selves and their own teams, and we call in their teams, and we call in an infinite number of teams. I remember there's a wonderful CD that says there's 100,000 angels by your side. It's like that. So around our healing table, we've got this amazing group of healing beings. And I think a lot of you know that. So we're going to bring in some people, and maybe we're going to pick some of you out of our mythical crowd there. I see you out there, even if you can't see me. Yeah, some of you can see me, right? So we're going to bring in you, and we're going to bring in then several different people who are going through issues, and then we're going to bring in a political scenario, And we're going to do some healing work, and then we're going to wrap it in light and get out of the sacred geometrics. We're going to close it off till we use it again. And then you're going to call in, right? So again, this is Veronica Entwistle. Thank you so much for tuning in to Radiance by Design. I'm so happy to talk to you as we all learn the process of awakening. When I say it that way, I laugh. I go, well, are we all learning it? Yeah, I think we're going to be learning that we can awaken for maybe many lifetimes yet. I don't know. It's not a finite process, is it? So close your eyes and let's all meditate together. Create a nice coherent field. And above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball, a resonant golden ball. You can really feel the gold light. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop that filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. So you're on a skewer, aren't you? Kind of on the spit here. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, we drop a four-sided pyramid and push it out a little ways, maybe 40 feet out from the body, so you've got some room to move around in it. And upside down, meeting it base to base, another four-sided pyramid, and its point goes right into the lower golden ball. So when you put the both together, they look like a big diamond. Okay, and now inside of that diamond, there's a beautiful crystal ball, shimmering, shimmering spectral light. And inside that, there's a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And it's around you, so start to spin, 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 spin. Good work. And now as you spin, this is where we get into our magical screen. Look in front of you as you spin and spin and spin, and there's a magical screen. And on that screen, you're going to create a series of movies. The first movie is you becoming, remember we talked about it, becoming what you want to become. You already know what I want to become. What is it you want to become? Excellent. And you see yourself evolving, changing, releasing, expanding, and becoming more fulfilled, unlimiting yourself. And now wrap that in light. It feels really vibrationally great to me. Move over to the left and now create a bed. There's a little, no, we're not there yet. We create a movie of you creating the project you want to create. What is that project? It might be a movie, a book, a CD, a home, a family. It can be a house, a world travel. It doesn't matter. It can be space travel, you guys. See, all the resources coming together for you to fulfill your dream. See, all the resources, the people, the money, the places, the energy, the laughter. Oh, my, so many colors in there. Look at that. And you can see all the pieces coming together, and your project is really coming together. And you dust your hands. Oh, wahoo, I did it. And now we want to sustain the project, so see all the monies, the resources, the people, the time coming together to sustain this project. It's a viable project. Excellent. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the left, and let's open the Galactic Healing Center. And let's call in our healing team and have them ring the beautiful table that's in there, healing table. And you're the first person who lies on the table. And what is it you want the healing team to work on with you? Okay. All right. And you may not know. You may have, some of you need to ask them, show me what I need to work on. And pay attention to what they tell you or how you feel, what sensations you feel. Either that or you tell them. Yeah. Okay, so you lie there for a minute. Let's see what happens. Good work. What happens? Okay, can you feel a real buzzing in there? Okay, there we go. And now when you feel like things are happening, then wrap it in light, wrap that scenario in light, and move over to the side. Okay, and now we're bringing in a woman who's, she's traveling, and she has really bad pain in her right hip, and it's in the groin area. She cannot figure out what on earth is the problem. So we're having her jump on the table, and we're asking the guides and angels and that healing team to work specifically on her. Good. And it's right in the groin area, that whole seam between the thigh and the hip. I just no idea why it's like that. Okay, now they're working on that. That's interesting because they're showing me there's a connection between her brain, her frontal lobe, and that part of the body. And there's some deep-seated fear and frustration going on. That's right. So they're moving her head and her... at the gastrointestinal system and moving the energy in there. And when they do, there's a big grief coming up. That's funny. I would say that's funny only because you never know with the body where certain emotions are going to show up. Right? All right, here we go. And they're pulling something right out of the gastrointestinal system. Good. And now the energy is really pulsing through her body. So let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're bringing in someone who has a tremendous, I guess it's an addiction to alcohol, but there's also some pharmaceutical. There's not a terrible amount, but there's some pharmaceuticals and some alcohol. And this person is very, very frustrated in life. It comes from a long line of people who are tend to be on the alcoholic line. Right. So we're asking that this person be on the table. And we look in to see the soul journey. And we see the soul journey is actually very, very powerful, very, very sensitive, and very defeated aspect in the soul journey. It's quite interesting. I haven't seen one like this. And my guides are pulling on it and bringing it up from the base chakra and also from the brain pattern right in the center of the brain, way in the center. That's it. And they're pulling it up. Who are you bringing in? What are you experiencing? And the other thing they're saying to her is, you can break free from this pattern. This is not indelible. This is an experience, and life is an experience. They keep saying, life is an experience. You need to grab hold of it and make some changes and trust that we are with you. All right, so we're going to wrap that in light and keep it pulsing because it's really pulsing a lot. And then one of our callers is often Carol, and I want to put her on the table as well. So we clean all this up, have the team replicate themselves, add a few generations of the beings that are around each one of them. So it goes way out there into realms. There's a fresh table, and in comes our friend Carol, who has called in a fair amount. Who's in a lot of pain, but things are improving for her. The pain isn't going away yet, but it's changing form quite a bit. She she's another one. Now, this is very important for other people, too. She's another one who has a lot of socioeconomic limitation that's gone on for many years, many lifetimes. And there's a huge pressure in her second chakra holding in a lot of almost, violence, self-esteem issues. We've talked about this on air, so I don't feel like I'm talking behind your back, Carol, if you're listening. And they're pulling out a great deal of pressure and, I guess, inflammation in and around the hips. Yeah, and they're running the lights in there. And I'm asking if they have advice for her, and they're telling her to breathe more deeply, breathe more deeply. Good. And wrap her in light. Excellent. Now she gets to be moved over to the side so they can keep her stewing away in this wonderful frequency. And now let's bring in Replicate, our wonderful team, our healing team, and let's bring in a political situation. Should we bring in the security, the whole security thing about what's going on? People are eavesdropping. I wonder if they're eavesdropping on this. Maybe we should do some tremendous consciousness healing energy, unlimit these beings who are involved in this the scandal of snooping in on a whole bunch of citizens. I guess what I want to say is that the power of democracy has been given away to a really rapid communication, high-tech corporate hoo-ha all over the world. And instead of getting really political, I want to see that separation, that feeling of powerlessness amongst the people around the world. I want to see some healing on the people that are really in power. Because you know what? Those people are really in power. A lot of them don't really know any better. They don't realize. They don't seem to realize what they're doing at a deep level. Mm-hmm. So let's bring in some light. Let's call in some wonderful healing light. And let's send it up through the perineum of as many beings as you can imagine that are developing these code-breaking techniques for keeping track of people all over the world. Yeah, let's, there we go. Yeah. And just fill them with light. Because remember, change the energy, change the reality. I know it's too much for you to just do everybody yourself, but we're going to try, okay? Because if enough of us do everyone, then we'll probably touch everyone, right? Because the energy... Yeah, because the energy is contagious.
There you go.
And have it move up through people. Yeah. And that the whole collective of our species can move to a much higher level. Mm-hmm. And what is it we want as an outcome? We want to be able to have our own privacy. We want to be able to have protection, don't we? But we don't necessarily want to be snooped about the whole time, do we? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the other thing we're asking for here is more and more illumination so we know where the dark knots are tied. You see which, who's doing what and why. Okay, now, okay, one more time. Let's just do a surge of this beautiful light through all of these beings. I see it as orange, yellow, pink, and very, very radiant. And it's going through, it's just washing out the hearts and minds of so many people that are involved in the security scandal all over the world. Okay, and now wrap that in light. Wrap that in light. Good, and move it over to the left again. Now we're going to call in way up above from the high frequency or the changing frequencies of the universe down through the top of our head. Yeah. and down through our hands. Raise your hands and have it come through your arms and into your heart and spin around, and down through the top of your head, spin around through your neck and again in your heart. And then it's going to flow out your arms and hands. And we're going to send it from your hands to all the places in the world, all the places on the planet that are suffering from these times. And they might be suffering because of toxicity. They might be suffering because of poverty, sickness, ruining the ecology, eco-damage. There's an awful lot of that going on, right? And have that light pop all around your planet, absolutely flooding these areas with that transformative, possible, loving, and nurturing light. That's it. Where there's violence, where there's war, where there's corruption, can you think of any places? Okay, we're just going to flood it with light, and the light is, from my perspective, is yellow, pink, turquoise, and gold, actually, yellow and gold, pink and orange. That's it. And have it go round and round and round on the planet so those beings who are in different dimensions can really feel and experience that we're here and we're evolving and we're learning to love our planet and all of our hearts. And now I want you to take that, have the light go round and round and round the planet, come back up your hands, into through your hands, up your arms, into your shoulders, round and round in the heart, shoot up your head, your neck, and then your head, and shoot way out into the great central sun. And turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center and jump into your star tetrahedron and start to spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin and spin. Good, I love to do that because when I spin and spin like that, I feel like I'm spinning. I feel like I'm spinning all over the place. Good. And now, here we are back in this, where are we? In the studio together, where we're in a little studio, which is a couple of green recliner chairs looking at the water of the sound between Bellingham and the peninsula here, and it's gorgeous out. So you're all here with me, and there's beautiful trees, there's eagles. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. So here we are. So call in with your questions, and let's talk about what it takes to awaken. One of the things that we do in that little sacred geometric structure, that workspace, is we learn to awaken our potentials. And that's, you can hear it, you can feel it, can't you, that you can awaken to a higher frequency self. It's where we've locked in old reactions that we create these densities in ourselves, and that suppresses our vibration and clogs us so that we don't have the ability to integrate the new high frequency energies that are being downloaded through the universe or from amazing gurus and teachers who are emanating, or avatars that are here simply to emanate a higher frequency energy that we can all hitch a ride on. But remember all that. Help yourself to transform. Goody, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is Susan in Brooklyn.
Hi, Susan in Brooklyn. How you doing?
I've been making a lot of negative projections, and I'm more concerned about my negative projections than the reality of the situation. I've been contemplating making a phone call, and I'm going to be very vague because when I first called, we got cut off, so there's a lot of negativity around me. Either that or I needed to rethink how I was going to present the question to you. I'm not sure.
Either that or there's okay, so much darn electricity out there, things crash and burn really easily.
Right. Or it's astrological, who knows, right?
Yeah. So go ahead with your question, honey. I think that you've got some dark patches, which we're going to work on.
Oh, good. Oh, goody, goody. Good.
Go ahead.
Anyway, is it guided to make the phone call? And if so, should it be a medium disclosure or a fuller disclosure?
Medium. Yes, you should make the phone call.
Yeah.
The thing is that because the whoever receives the call isn't as here, you want to be clean and clear, and you want to be awakening, do you not?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that person doesn't necessarily share that. Do you know that?
Right.
So, you know the old line, and I know you all know the old line, which is don't cast your pearls before swine, lest they turn and rent thee asunder. So when I say medium disclosure, it's because the other person hasn't got the open-mindedness that it takes to absolutely receive a full disclosure. Open-mindedness to me would be people who are into self-referral would hold open to it, you know, and hear something, but the other person's not, and you don't want to be combative. You don't want to create more problems for yourself or the other person.
Right, right, because of my own negative projections, too. I worry about it, you know.
Well, what's the worry? I mean,
and
worry.
I don't want to create problems.
Exactly, you don't.
What's the worry? No.
But, honey, what's your projection?
Okay, let's work on.
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
Well, you're projecting from a deep place inside, which is kind of dark, like your old abuse that we thought you've cleared is coming up again to be a filter for your thoughts. So you're saying I'm doing negative projections. I'm saying your belly is full of some old abuse energy again. So there. What do you think of that?
That's good because that puts it in a whole different dimension, whole different.
Yeah, and I want to remind you and everybody else that when that happens in our belly, it eclipses what you might see in a clearer bellied space. You know, your whole brain sees things differently. It's very interesting, isn't it? I used to say to people, if you get negative visions, it probably means you have to have a good poop. But your projection is coming from a kind of a hidden, like a depression, a hidden thing, and that is your filter. And I have another call, so is that good? Are you almost, does that help?
Yeah, that's good. That's helpful. Thank you.
Hey, Susan, you're a good person.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought the medium disclosure was the one to go with.
Well, call in again, and we'll hear what happened. But thanks for your call.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Good evening. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Veronica. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I haven't talked to you in a while, and it's been kind of like I've been in limbo, I feel like, for the last month. So I guess I'm wondering, is there anything moving forward in any aspect of my life? Because I feel like I've literally just been kind of waiting.
Hmm. Have you not, you haven't even had a part or a suggestion to go out of the city for another part?
No, nothing like that right now. It's been really slow for me. But I've been doing a lot of, like, I go to classes and do other things, but nothing actually moving.
How is it with the, well, you know, it's interesting because as soon as I start talking to you, I see you headed to, I don't know if it's Florida or what, but something, and it hasn't happened yet, but it's still going to happen. And I do see that you don't seem to be plagued by the ex-partner so much, are you?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Are you bothered by the ex-partner situation?
Oh, I'm so weird. For the whole month, I feel like I've kind of been moving past that, and then yesterday something happened, and that kind of, like, overwhelmed me. But I feel like I'm processed and I'm okay now.
And try to remember this, because this is true for everybody. Grief is the weirdest thing. Like, when somebody's widowed or like a really intense grief,
yeah.
It will have, you'll have spasms off and on for the rest of your life, but they'll be farther and farther and farther apart. You see? And it's good to know that, not because like, oh gosh, I have to suffer for, it's not like that. It's like, oh, I don't have to get over everything. This is resonant in my system, and it will ultimately transform if I let it. And the suggestion is look at it when it comes up and spin it around, and it won't come up so often, you know?
Well, along those lines, do you see, like, that new person coming through?
I do, but it's like you're in a pothole right now. Do you know that? Are you meditating?
Yes.
I know you're doing your classes.
Every
Are you
day.
Meditating?
Yes.
Good.
I meditate every day.
And is it your birthday?
No. Not until next year.
Okay. Well, there's some kind of celebration coming up.
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow.
Because I think there's something about the celebration that helps you. This is really interesting because we're talking about energy, and I want to shift your energy. But it's very interesting to me that the celebration will shift your energy, meaning there's something joyful, playful, expanding, and there's a different way of thinking that comes from it, and it's going to change something for you. So even if you haven't got your opportunity, your job opportunity quite yet, you're going to feel quite different very shortly. And I still feel like you're going to be going off for an interesting job apart, but I don't know about time. And also, a lot of people I've been talking to, including myself and my partner, are experiencing kind of fast changes of what we thought were going this way and this way. Almost like there's time warp coming on. It feels like the energies are so unreliable because they're not just running in a pattern. They're running all over the place. A lot of Uranian stuff, you know?
Yeah, I get that feeling.
And your writing should be getting good, is it?
Oh, I kind of went on a hiatus. I had like a writer's block because I was supposed to sit down and write something, and I don't feel passionate about this right now. but I've got several things written.
Well, the gods are showing me to put your hand, a pen in your hand, and write anyway, even if you don't feel passionate. Because something's got to come out of, it's like you are changing inside, and you're changing in a bigger way than you realize. And something about right, are you left-handed?
No.
You are?
No. But, I mean, I do write in my journal every day. That's cathartic.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a little more writing to come because there's something that's going to break the dam. And I think it might be going to the wedding, going to a party, going to the wedding, going to a celebration, and then writing. And I neither of them are like, oh, this happened, so I feel different. It's just something about being steeped in the frequencies of that wedding. There's a lot of change coming up in you. And it's inside of you. The change is coming up inside of you.
And yeah, I can feel it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm really proud of you. So there's something you're going to do creatively that might not be ready to birth itself yet, but it's coming. And I still see you traveling. I can't give you time and space because, like I just told you, time warp time.
I hear you. And the guy, he's over there, too. So I just have to...
You what? I didn't hear you. What?
And the guy, he's over there, too.
Oh, yeah. It's all going to happen. It's all coming. But it's like you're on this funny little... It's not a pothole. It's like a...
Incubator.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But it seems to be turning round and round, like you feel like you're maybe on a lathe, or you've been refining yourself and refining yourself, good grief, like that?
Yeah, that's the way
And you're a little depressed, darling.
Oh, yes, because yesterday was so intense. I feel like I was hit by a wall.
Oh.
So that was just, like, overwhelming.
Because you saw your ex or something?
won't go into detail, but something, something along the lines of that just came up.
Well, I'm here to say that in a way that helped you pull the plug on a different level of feeling.
Yeah, it did. Because I realized I'm worthy better than this. I don't want to be the woman that's around doing this. And even though I know I have no control over how I grieve, I just know I'm better than this. So that's where the depression comes in, because I'm frustrated.
Well, and I want to say you do have, and this is for everybody, we all have grief, okay? We all have grief. And you do have some control over it, not to deny it or stifle it, but to actually look at it and write about it and dance about it and bring it up. Because what it's talking, it's really a rebirth. Grief is a very difficult passage on one hand. On the other hand, it's actually the most amazing tool for transformation that humans go through.
Yeah. This is why I feel different today. Like, they're like black and white days. Yesterday it was almost like I was kind of grieving and opening my heart, and today I feel like fresh, like I just cleansed myself or something. So I get what you might be saying.
Well, and I'm not going to do, I can't, the thing about predictions, I'm just like, I don't know, I can't do it even for myself or my partner right now. We're both sucking our thumbs going, because what you think you're going to do doesn't seem to be happening. And it's not only us, it's a lot of people phoning and going, holy mackerel, I don't know what's going on. I think it's a Uranus thing, and I don't know where Deb is who used to talk on my show, but we need some astrological doodah. But I know that there's huge tumultuousness in the universes, and there really is tremendous tumultuousness in the collective energies. People don't know what to trust. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to put their worries and fear. You know, it's like it's really, really hard for us to follow patterns or pathways. Some people are innovating like mad as a result, you know?
Yeah.
So don't feel too stymied. Yeah, and you're changing inside, and that's what we want. Are you there?
Well, that's good.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks again.
All right, honey. Take care. So this is Veronica. Oh, goody, we have another call. Then I don't have to go on and on right now. You're on the air, and I'm glad.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you doing?
Hello. Pretty good. I'm wondering, I know you don't do predictions, but I'm wondering what you see coming up for me in the next couple months.
Yeah, well, I'm laughing because I don't know predictions right now. I'd like you told me. I feel like sucking my thumb. I do see stuff, and I see actually... For you, here's something really weird, because Lisa, who just called in, I see changes, and only I can't, she's like she's in a an internal change, and she's stuck in the place she is. For you, it's like you are changing radically, or your life is changing radically over the next little while, but it's like it's not happening fast enough. Is that right?
Fast enough for me,
for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a part of you that's having really a lot of trouble believing in it right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like this, waiting for your ship to come in, all of that is taking way longer than I expected. Way longer.
I'm like,
come on, this is not funny, and yet... How can we enhance? Let's talk about energy. I know you meditate a lot. Are you doing creative visualization and pulling it in?
Yeah, and you know, you've always said that you can't be precise when it comes to timing. I'm just wondering, do you still see the ship coming in? Do you still see the breakthrough? I mean, I can hang out. I'm a patient person.
Well, I'm not. I see the ship coming in, but it's like there's a glass wall between you and it right now. I'm like, I don't know why that is. As if the ship itself...
What did the guides say?
Hmm? That they're saying the ship itself is being... Well, this is going to sound weird. They're saying it's almost as if it's in a different reality. And the person who's trying to come is in a sort of a trance, and he's not being very effective. I don't know whether he's not sick. They keep showing he's kind of like in a trance. It's like he's in a thick gel, and it's not coming very fast. But I still think it comes. It's not coming very fast. It's like there's this wall of gel between you. And they say he is as if in a trance right now. And now if you hear from other people about him.
Is this ship in a different dimension?
It looks like it today.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Is it a higher dimension?
I would say, yes.
Uh-huh.
And the guides are saying, it's as if he can't place his attention where it needs to go. He's not attending to the earth plane right now. I don't think he died. It's not like that, but it's really strange. He's in this very weird trance-like thing. I'll spend time looking at this again, but it's very interesting to me. So he's coming. I know it's a ship is the metaphor, but it's like coming closer, but then there's this like wall of gel between you and him. Not only you, but several other people as well. And and he's being held in place.
And what's causing that?
I do not know whether it's just a sec here. Is it sabotage? Exhaustion? No, I think he's being influenced by. I think he's got some problems with a couple of other people. You know?
So it is a kind of a sabotage?
Yeah. It's being afflicted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's exhausted. And he can't quite...
Uh-huh.
You know when you're exhausted, you can't quite think straight?
And I do know that, yes.
he's in a kind of a trance where he's not able to think straight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming. It seems like he's been waylaid, or there's a sabotage, and then, well, I don't know. I'm not going to try to do the and then, but I would do a lot of manifesting meditation again. You know, he's a meditator too.
Okay.
He's doing meditation, isn't he? But it's funny. His eyes are blank, as if he's exhausted. Yeah, he is. You know. So I wish I could be a little more optimistic, but what I want to say is you are all right.
I am all right, it would just be nice to know that it's a very kind of low level of treading water here, and I'd like to know that that's going to change.
I feel like it's going to change. It should have changed already, but it's going to change, and I don't know how long it's going to take to get through this little pothole. This one isn't a pothole. It's like
okay.
A slab of gel. So melt it with your thinking. Melt it with your energy. And you know what?
Okay.
You would do well to get mad periodically.
All right.
You know what I mean? Just get angry. And the reason for that... For everybody at home, is that the volatility that we have when we're consciously angry, like anger release, releasing what really the feelings that are really there, can vitalize you and also can break that lock between him and you. Allow yourself to be angry. And I notice that a lot of people on the other side that I visit with that come and see me, if there is unfinished business on people are on the other side, getting angry with them and sharing the actual integrity of the feeling is also elevating for people on that side, let alone this side. So we're seeing with you is you need the release of anger in your vital organs, the belly, the stomach, the chest, the neck. You need that. It's time for that again. And it's good for him and good for you, so don't be thinking you shouldn't be angry. Oh, yeah. Let yourself get angry.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I wish I could do predictions, but I can't. And I think I've said this before. Drunvalil Melchizedek said about 15 years ago, it's going to get so crazy out there, don't try to hold your predictions. And I'll tell you what, when I do, it doesn't seem to work that well. Some of them do, the indications are there. But as far as actually good old-fashioned psychic predictions, I don't believe in those very much right now. Anyway, I think coming up, what we've got on Paradigm Shifters is very exciting. Linda Sherman, who wrote the book What's Next, and I can't remember what the... She's put out a new book. I'm very excited. So she's excited to be coming on the air with us very soon. And I don't know if she's up next Tuesday, but she might be. The podcast of Dr. Hyla Kass and talking about the addicted brain and how you can nutriate it out of its tendency, its propensity to addiction. That podcast is up. And we have one more caller. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Veronica. Yeah, it's Rebecca calling from California. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you, Rebecca?
Good. I have a question. I just found out my ex-husband has leukemia.
Wondering,
I was quite shocked, actually. I'm wondering if I need to get a hold of him at all, or... I guess that's it. I need to know if I was wondering if you have any idea if I should contact him.
Yes, you should. He's...
Is it pretty severe?
Yeah, I would say. It's touch and go for a while. He's got a pretty good chance of working his way through it. But this is also an opportunity.
Okay.
There needs to be some big healing between the two of you. It's not very hard. It's not very complicated. And the reason for that is it's mutual. You both want it.
Okay.
So we're saying do that, and you might even laugh a lot.
Okay. Should I do that fairly soon?
Yeah, you've got a few weeks or so before it's crucial, but I think he comes into a difficult... How long has it been since he's diagnosed? Because he looks like he comes up into a difficult patch, and you want to be connecting in and around that or before it.
I think May. I just found out about it maybe 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I would do it soon, Rebecca. I wouldn't rush, but I would do it soon, maybe a couple of weeks or so. It's good for him.
Okay,
I'm
just thinking of
it. Do you understand what I mean?
How
he needs to be, he needs the freedom too, just like you do.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Thanks for your call, Rebecca.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Annie. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune into my website, veronicaentwistle.com, where some of my podcasts are up there, and all kinds of things, the little videos. I've got a new video up, and just little informative things, and we're going to work on some more of them. And there's an Ask Veronica button. Some of you hit that button regularly and ask questions and make suggestions for guests, for Paradigm Shifters, or some suggestions of questions that you might want to ask on Radiance by Design. Use that. Facilitate some communication together. So thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. I love having your interactions with me. I love feeling the presence when we all share this time together. So many, many blessings, and good night, everyone.